Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Conscious Talk is brought to you in part by Essential Formulas, distributors of Dr. O'Hara's and Reg Active, now available online as well as in fine health stores. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Hey, good morning, everyone. Hope you are staying cool in this very unusually hot weather. And really, we mean that, to take care, and please take care of your pets and all the animals that are outside that need watering, constant watering, and just protection from this very hot sun that we're going to be having the next few days.
And of course, no children or pets left in a car, not even for a minute.
No.
When it's that hot, because people are on the lookout as well for, you know, all of those things. We need to watch out for each other and take care. Well, hey, speaking of watching out for each other, we want to remind you of this company that we have been talking about for a while, Aloha Bay. They really have saved a small town in Northern California. They are guaranteed by the World Fair Trade Organization, and they sell these just great scented candles with 100% pure essential oils, wax melts, all sorts of, you know, we love their salt lights and, you know, all sorts of really good products that we all use and love. And they support, it's all employee owned, you know, which is wonderful. So check them out at AlohaBay.com.
Oh, here's an interesting article I ran across, Rob. It talks about corn silk as a medicine. And, you know, this is corn on the cob time. And, of course, organic corn is really what you want to be eating, and make sure it is certified organic and not genetically modified corn. But this corn silk is used for bladder infections, inflammation of the urinary system, inflammation of prostate, kidney stones, and bedwetting. It's also used to treat congestive heart failure, diabetes, high blood pressure, fatigue, and high cholesterol levels. You do 1 tablespoon of the corn silk to 1 cup of boiling water for 10 minutes, strain and drink it. And they say to do that like 3 or 4 times a day.
Don't you just love nature? You know, I haven't heard of that one, but, you know, everything we need is provided. We just have to do a little discovery.
And we'll be right back.
Welcome to Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. Well, coming up this hour on Conscious Talk, well, allergy season seems longer and longer these days, and upper respiratory health in general has never been more important. And that's why we'll have a chat with Dr. Lon Jones, the primary developer of the nasal use of xylitol for a clear alternative. And yeah, we had a little play on those words for you to understand if you're listening to the show. Then we'll have a chat with Jonathan Masters about his lifelong quest to understand the universe and the meaning of life. He's the author of God Has Infinite Frequency, Aphorisms for Our Fractured Age. And now I welcome your hosts for the day, Brenda Michaels and Rob Spears.
Thank you, Benny, and welcome, folks, to another hour of Conscious Talk, radio that makes a difference. And yes, we are. We're making a difference again here today because we bring to you the very best people that we know of, people that are making a positive difference in their lives and the lives of others, people that are learning, growing, they're waking up, coming on the show, teaching all of us. And on this show, we learn and grow together, one listener at a time. And that listener, you guessed it, is you.
Well, our special guest today is an old friend of the show, and that's Dr. Lon Jones. He is an osteopathic physician, retired, board certified in family practice with an MA in history of science and ideas. He is the primary developer of the nasal use of xylitol. Well, you've heard us talk about xylitol all of the time. And after reading extensive research done in Finland about the benefits of xylitol, Dr. Jones developed a xylitol nasal spray to treat his patients with persistent upper respiratory infections. You have heard our ads for Clear, X-L-E-A-R, and their nasal spray. We talk about it all of the time. This is the person that first brought those ideas to this country, and that, you know, his son is the one who runs the company. So retired now, as we have mentioned, Dr. Jones has authored many books, such as No More Asthma, Allergies, or Sinus Infections. And in its second edition, Asthma and Allergy Solution That Works for COVID-19. And he's working on a new one, Let's Make America Great and Healthy Again. So, Dr. Jones, welcome back. It's been a while.
Yes, it has, and it's nice to be with you. Thanks
well,
for having me.
Well, it's great. Oh, well, thank you for being with us, Dr. Jones. We love having you on the show.
And Jerry's here with me, too.
Oh, Jerry's there.
Good.
Hi,
well,
Jerry.
Jerry is, Jerry was also very much involved with their granddaughter's ear infections, which started them using these nasal sprays where it came to nose and throat issues, and also education.
So you discovered this about 20 years ago, Dr. Jones. Can you tell us about that discovery?
I can, but I'd like to interject a comment that's pertinent.
Okay.
You were talking about corn silk?
Yes.
As a treatment for urinary infections?
Yes.
Oh, I wonder how much mannose is in corn silk.
And what is that?
Mannose is a sugar like glucose that our bodies are built around. It's the same chemical formula as glucose, but it looks different. And a long time ago, a guy named Nathan Sharon was experimenting at Harvard, and he was looking at how bacteria attach, and the bacteria that he looked at specifically was the E. coli that causes most urinary infections. And what he did was find out that these bacteria, the E. coli, hold on to mannose molecules on the genital tract, and that's how they start an infection. They're able to hold on. They're able to avoid your immune system, and pretty soon they're big enough to cause an infection, and that's a problem with a lot of women. And what Nathan Sharon suggested was putting mannose in that environment. Well, it's kind of hard to get mannose in that environment, but most urinary infections in women come from their own GI tract. And they migrate up into the bladder when in the bathtub or during sex, they do that. And so if you put mannose in your diet regularly, the bacteria that cause the infections hold on to it and are washed out. And pretty soon, the E. coli colonies in your GI tract are those that cannot cause the infection.
Wow.
Really
it's
interesting.
It's a very nice way to get rid of urinary tract infections.
Yes.
And the point of that is that you're not killing the bacteria. You're saying you shape up or ship out.
Right.
You're negotiating with them.
Right.
I was going to interject that it reminds me of so much of what we've learned about xylitol, you know, because it works with it works with the body, washes the bacteria, the viruses, all those things out. And so, look, I want to get into that because we want to talk about the xylitol-based nasal spray that Clear creates and puts out there in the marketplace. We use it every day, you've told us over the years, you know, when you wash your hands, you should also be washing your nose. So why is this all applicable, especially in these pandemic days, to do this? I mean, is it going to be working on everything that way?
I hope so, but we have to get the world, and specifically American healthcare, to think about options. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that I studied when I was looking at the history of science and medicine was the correspondence between Louis Pasteur, who started the germ theory, mm-hmm. and Pasteur said that all of our illnesses come from microbes. And so we began a war against microbes. Microbes are not the weak and defenseless organisms that Pasteur thought they were. They're microscopic and they're small, but in volume and in penetration, they exceed the masses of humanity by far. So and they have been around for billions of years. We've been around for, 3 million, supposedly. Mm-hmm. But they're a lot more ancient than we are, and they've been around the corner a lot more. And we're involved with a cosmic war with them because they really are the titans of life on this earth. Mm. And it's a war that we shouldn't be in. Mm-hmm. And when we're in a war that we are losing, which this is one of them, the thing to do is negotiate.
Right.
And that's what Mannose does with E. coli. That's what xylitol does with a whole plethora of different bacteria and viruses. It even does this for the COVID virus. But what xylitol is, mannose that we talked about earlier in urinary mm-hmm. tract infections is a fixed form so that the bacteria know what they're getting onto. Xylitol is a 5-carbon sugar that's flexible. So it can act as a decoy for a lot of different bacteria that hold on to the sugars on our body, and that's what we're finding that xylitol does. It acts as a decoy for a lot of these bacteria so that they don't hold on. Mm. And when I first was interested in this, and Jerry told me that ear infections are related to kids in special ed, because if they have chronic ear infections when they're little kids, they have a lot of fluid in their ear that impairs their ability to hear the structure, the phonemes in our language. Mm-hmm. So they wind up with language and learning problems in special mm-hmm. ed, and that's what she taught. Mm-hmm. And, we know that's the case now. It's a chapter in the latest book on otitis media written by Jerry Klein is one of the authors, and he told us at dinner one time that this Jerry agrees with your Jerry, with my Jerry. two Jerrys there.
Right.
But yeah. that was a tribute to Jerry and her recognition of the problem a long time before it got written up in the textbook.
Yeah. Well, hold that thought, Dr. Jones. We're going to take a quick break here, and then we're going to be back with Dr. Long Jones. We are talking today, folks, about xylitol, and particularly the Clear product that we use every single day and highly recommend it. So stay tuned. You are listening to Conscious Talk. It's radio that makes a difference, and we'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shop, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
What if you could be your own healer? Well, you can unleash your natural healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. This exciting new spiritual technology has been featured in best-selling books like Natural Cures and in Dr. Wayne Dyer's There's a Spiritual Solution to Every Problem. The AIM program of energetic balancing allows you to heal yourself 24 hours a day from anywhere in the world. more than 60,000 people have experienced the AIM program of energetic balancing. The novel Sanctuary, The Path to Consciousness, walks you through one's journey of self-healing with this spiritual technology. To learn more about energetic self-healing, you can order the novel Sanctuary today by calling 877-500-3622 or request a free AIM information kit. Call 877-500-3622 or visit energeticmatrix.com. Unleash your natural self-healing abilities with the AIM program of energetic balancing. Conscious Talk. Radio that gives back to yourself.
Today, more than ever, new technology is being created to help humankind. But few address subtle energy, which is the energy of life, we refer to as consciousness. A new company, Focus Life Force Energy Innovations, has created this technology and made it affordable to all of us. What makes this technology different is it can focus subtle life force energy on a property and everything within it. It can also be attached to a mobile object, such as a cell phone, so the energy goes with you. The benefit of this energy includes better sleep, an enhanced feeling of well-being, boosts natural healing ability, more joy, mitigation of electromagnetic energy, and much, much more.
Oh, and hey, don't forget to apply for a 15-day free trial with no strings attached. Go to ConsciousTalk.net and click on the Conscious Partners at the top of the homepage and drop down to Focused Life Force Energy. Experience the difference Focused Life Force Energy gives you.
If you're like us, you really appreciate companies that are sustainable, caring, and conscious. This describes Aloha Bay, a company not only guaranteed by the World Fair Trade Organization, but also donates a portion of their sales to Doctors Without Borders and other great causes. Some of the amazing products made by Aloha Bay include Himalayan salt table and bath products, chakra candles, Himalayan salt lamps, feng shui votives, and much more. A majority of the jar candles are hand-poured into recycled glass, scented with 100% pure essential oils, mini certified organic. Aloha Bay is an employee-owned company whose products are not only affordable, but beautiful and deliciously scented. To learn more and order their amazing products, visit AlohaBay.com. That's AlohaBay.com.
Going our own way every day. Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and today we're making a difference in a way that is, you know, really helpful. We're reminding you about the value of xylitol. You know, over the years, we've talked about xylitol, and we are talking to Dr. Lon Jones, who's a primary developer of the nasal use of xylitol. Now, why nasal use? Well, if you're like us and you're surrounded by fir trees here in the Northwest, you have been suffering in particular this year from a very stuffy nose. So, Dr. Jones, you know, let's get realistic with people. You know, they're looking for all sorts of solutions. They really have been suffering this year. Why does xylitol work as a nasal spray?
Well, let's look at that circuitously. Recently, I have seen studies looking at hospital environments and how to make them healthier. And one of the more recent ways that they have discovered, in parentheses, is by increasing the humidity. And they say that if you get a hospital environment up to 50% humidity, you have a lot less ear infections. That's breaking news now. In 1986, there was a computer specialist teaching at the University of British Columbia up in Vancouver, and he was interested in indoor environments and upper respiratory infections because he could see a link, like most physicians can, between when you turn on the heat in the wintertime and you have cold season. Why does that happen? And he looked at humidity that's in the air that we breathe, not the humidity outdoors, but in the air that we breathe. He showed that there's an optimal zone between 40 and 60% humidity. Mm-hmm. And in that optimal zone, all respiratory problems got minimized. Mm-hmm. That's allergies, bacterial infections, viral infections, asthma, all of it was minimized. So if our healthcare industry was really interested in helping us be healthier, we would find a way to increase the humidity in our environment, like the recent study of the hospitals did. Well, it's kind of expensive to put humidifiers in big hospitals, but if you spray your nose with xylitol, xylitol acts osmotically. It pulls water into itself, and it stays in your nasal passages for about 4, 5, 6 hours. So it's there pulling water into that environment, and that compensates for the lack of humidity in the air that we breathe. Because what that humidity it does in the air we breathe is provide water for the cilia, the little microscopic hairs, to sweep. And it provides water for the mucus to absorb, which absorbs about 200 times its volume from how it's secreted by the cells in the nose. It absorbs a whole bunch of water to become the mucus that works. And if you provide that mucus by the xylitol pulling water into that area, that's the same thing as breathing in the water in our environment. Mm. And you don't need a whole lot of it. Mm-hmm. And, you know, if it's in 40 to 50% humidity in the environment, that water that's in the environment provides enough to be optimal, and our noses work better. Mm-hmm. So you're actually optimizing your mucociliary cleaning, which is the fundamental way that our nose keeps itself clean. Mm.
So what's the best way?
That's the value. That's the value of xylitol. And that's the value of Clear, because most of the studies that are done using xylitol in upper respiratory health, like the one that, well, nobody's I guess Joe Abner at the University of Iowa has done a lot of research with nasal xylitol, but he uses not enough xylitol to actually pull water into itself. Mm. He uses what's normal in the body. So he sees benefits, but not as much as if you put more xylitol in it. Mm.
So what's the best
use
of it? How?
Yeah, it makes total sense.
I mean, yes, that's why we use xylitol. And I'll tell you one thing, it's really comforting to the nose. It feels really good to spray the nose with it. And I'm sure that's because of the moisture that collects up there.
Well, I guess the thing that makes the most sense to me, and that's why I always love your osteopathic background, is that you're working with the body. Mm-hmm. Body has this system. It's just that we have damaged it a lot with our environment and all of the things that we do. And xylitol not only restores it, but makes it work better.
Right.
That's my take on it.
Well, and there's no side effects from it. You know, and it's also, it doesn't dry you out. It moisturizes, and that's the big difference.
I'll tell you the comfort level. The thing for kids, too. You remember those when we were growing up, they had those horrible nasal sprays that, you know, our parents would give us, and it would just burn.
Yes,
you know,
terrible.
And dry out your mucous membrane, which we now know is the opposite of what you want to do. But when you swallowed that, when that went down the back of your throat, it was horrible. So if you happen, so when the xylitol goes down the back of your throat,
tastes good.
It's sweet.
it tastes good.
So
yeah.
That's just that's an interesting point for parents.
So it is safe for children, right, Lon?
Yeah, we developed it for our granddaughter when she was like 7 months old.
Yep. Is it FDA approved?
On babies, use it. Mm-hmm. And you should, because you want to prevent ear infections. And the biggest problem with kids and their ear infections starts when they're about 6 months old.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so you really need to use it early on. And what we did with our granddaughter was couple it with changing her diaper. And I asked my son how often he changed the diaper. He said 2 or 3 times a day, and I asked his wife, and 4, 5, or 6. So 4, 5, or 6 times is not overwhelming for a baby. And what you do is you hold the baby in your arms, and you're essentially laying him down but you hold their nose up so you can spray it, and then lay them down so that it runs to the back of their nose, because the back of the nose is where it's effective. Mm-hmm. In adults, it's best when you spray your nose, just take a deep sniff at the same time as you spray, mm-hmm. because you want it in the back of your nose, not the front of your nose, where it just runs back out.
Right. Is it FDA approved?
Leads to another story. First found out what it did, I called the FDA. I said, I have a really neat way to clean your nose. FDA said, we don't have a category for nose cleaning. What does that do? And the reason they don't have a category for nose cleaning was because back when the FDA started, there was a lot of emphasis to include the soap industry, because keeping things clean keeps them healthy. Mm-hmm. But the soap industry didn't want to be controlled by the FDA, and they had enough lobbying power that they weren't. So things that clean the body are not included under FDA rubric. But if you want to make it a drug, they have to be. And so when I called the FDA and they said that we don't have a category for nose cleaning, they asked what it did, and I said, well, it stops ear infections and sinus infections, and allergies and asthma are all better. They all start in the nose. They're all better if the nose is clean. They said, then it's a drug. So I filed an investigational new drug application with them and found out how much it would cost, and pulled back my application. Went to the pharmaceutical industry to see if they were interested. Their initial interest evaporated when I told them that xylitol was the active ingredient, and they said, you can get that at the store, can't you?
Yeah.
And I said, yes. So that was the end of that. The pharmaceutical industry needs a patent on their material, and you can't patent xylitol. If they did it, then it would cost so much that people would make it themselves, and there would be no profit.
Right. Yeah.
But they did like my safety protocol. And when they asked about the safety of xylitol in the nose, I said, it's not absorbed in the nose. It's delivered with the mucus to your stomach, because in the process of washing your nose, the mucus and the cilia is all moved backwards to where you swallow it. And you do that without even noticing it. But you can spray your nose with clear every hour, 24 hours a day, both sides of your nose, and you get about half a plum's worth of xylitol delivered to your stomach. So it is safe. It's safe for babies. It's safe for everybody.
Great.
Well, you know, we have to tell you, the number of people all across the country, you know, friends of ours that call us and tell us how terrible their allergy season is wherever they are, and we turn them on to clear the nasal spray, we always hear back from them and say, thank you, I've been suffering for a decade or so, and this is the first thing that's actually worked. So we can give that testimony ourselves.
Yes, and it really works for us as well. I want to let everyone know, clear nasal products are available at Walgreens, CVS, Vitamin Shoppe, Rite Aid, Target, Kroger, Publix, Sprouts, and most natural product retailers nationwide.
Yeah, and here,
on Amazon.com.
That's right, and VitaminLife.com, you know, in our own neighborhood, drop into their store at Redmond.
Yes.
You know, they would love to see you. Well, Lon, we loved hearing all of these kind of, you know, the backstory and the details, and love picking your brain and hearing all this, you know, getting all of this great wisdom.
Thank you so much for joining us today. And thank you guys really for this great product. So appreciated. Folks, we'll be right back.
Stop breathing right now. No, really, hold your breath. This is how it feels when you're stuffed up due to colds, flu, pollen, dander, post-nasal drip, or any other reason. That's when you need clear saline nasal spray, the only spray with the power of xylitol. That simple saline solution you're using is only doing half the job. It's just rinsing. In multiple research studies, xylitol has been shown to reduce bacterial adhesion and help keep your nose moist and clean much longer than saline alone, making clear more effective at washing away that nasty gunk in your nose. Clear is so powerful, it's been granted over 11 patents. So step up from that wimpy saline spray to something that actually works faster and better at getting you the relief you need to start breathing now. And if your doctor isn't talking to you about Clear for your congestion, maybe you need to get a new doctor. You don't just rinse your hands. Why would you just rinse your nose? Clear saline nasal spray with xylitol.
Available at Vitamin Shoppe, Walgreens, CVS, Rite Aid, as well as Amazon.com. For a complete list of retailers, visit clear.com. That's XLEAR.com.
What does healing mean to you? Are you physically in pain, emotionally distraught, spiritually adrift, mentally confused, frightened, driven by thoughts of the past or future? After years of healing work on ourselves and others, Rob and I have developed energetic and vibrational methods to help you heal your body and transform your consciousness to support a new level of well-being and health. All these energetic bodies, when in balance, physical, emotional, spiritual, and mental, contribute to your overall health and well-being. This timing calls for us to wake up and become who we really are, leaving behind the illusion that getting sick and old is normal. Let us help you reach a new level of health and well-being, a level of consciousness that is filled with new possibilities. If you're ready to move forward and heal the whole of you, give us a call at 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909.
Conscious Talk, radio that brightens your day.
It's a new year and full of hope and enthusiasm for a new beginning. You're thinking about going back to the gym. Well, the problem is, every year it's the same thing. Exercise gets harder because your muscles get tired faster than you remember. And then the next day, you're so sore, you can hardly move. Well, that's what Power pH with BioPH was designed to deal with. The active ingredient, BioPH, helps remove the acids your muscles form while exercising, giving you a better workout. Then, you'll be amazed on how Power pH relieves soreness the next day, so you feel inspired to continue your exercise program into the year instead of giving up after a few attempts. Power pH was clinically tested by competitive athletes who found both their performance and recovery greatly enhanced. If Power pH with BioPH works for them, it will work for you too. Granted unique dietary ingredient status by the FDA, BioPH is the most bioavailable alkalizing ingredient we know of. Testing showed that in just 5 days, Power pH reduced body acid 53% on average, while reducing inflammation and aiding in the uptake of beneficial nutrients. Discover the difference Power pH can make in your life. For more information and to order, go to powersofph.com. That's powersofph.com. Discover the power of higher pH. Your body will thank you.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.
Alternative Talk 1150. It's good for what ails you. This statement has not been evaluated by the FDA.
And welcome back, and thanks for the music, Benny. You always do a superb job of matching the energies of what we're talking about with the music, and we really just so appreciate it and love that, so thank you. So folks, welcome back. You are listening to Conscious Talk if you just joined us, and right now we're joined with our second guest of the show today, Jonathan Masters.
Well, Jonathan Masters grew up in New England after his physicist father transferred to MIT. Well, that's my old backyard. Mm-hmm. So one of his earliest memories is seeing the first laser, which filled a room and shot a coherent beam of light at a piece of paper. And it sparked something in Jonathan, and it became a lifelong quest to understand the nature of life and the universe. His book, when it landed at our home, is called God as Infinite Frequency, Aphorisms for Our Fractured Age. And, well, we're going to get into it. Jonathan, welcome to Conscious Talk.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to be here.
So the title of your book was so fascinating. Of course, it's a beautifully done book. I want all of our listeners to know that. And, of course, you can get the book off of Amazon, folks, because you tie it in with art. And is this what you mean by God has infinite frequency because art carries a certain frequency?
Well, I mean, by infinite frequency, I mean anything with infinite frequency includes all the lower frequencies. It's something like if you're beating 10 times a second, it includes 5 times a second. You just skip one, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Every other one. So God having infinite frequency means that that frequency contains all other manifestation, all other experiences.
Mm-hmm. Is this why you tied this in with artwork?
The artwork really has to do with how the human consciousness, heart, and mind work. And what, you know, we have our left brain and we have a right brain. One's more analytical, one's more creative, one's more feminine, one's more masculine. But when you are talking about a spiritual experience, you're talking about the coherence, the two of them together. And if you just divorce one from the other, you end up in disaster and, it's not a good situation. Yeah. So the book, what it does is it gives you ideas. It gives you something to think about, but it also stimulates your creative, appreciative, colorful, wonderful sense. And so you get this coherent experience.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's obviously very stimulating. Brenda had the book first and she kept coming, you know, she would yell down to the other end of the house where I was reading something else, because we both read 3 hours a day to cover all these materials. And she would be, you know, screaming out some of your aphorisms. And I didn't really quite get it until I looked at the book and had the complete, you know, what we always call that holistic experience. And I thought it was really interesting because, you know, what we know when we talk about how it affects our bodies is, you know, it's a visual thing. Our eyes are part of that system, that neurological system that goes right down our spines. And so when you include some of this with meditation, it's incredibly effective. Now, mm-hmm. I don't know if that's what you intended for people or the way that you would intend for them to use this book, but that's one way that we found.
Thank you for saying that. That's great. You know, many people have said that. They're like, wow, we just use, you know, one a day and meditate on that and allow that to kind of sink in. And mm-hmm. in the beginning, in the introduction, there's a little part about throwing a pebble in a pond and seeing the waves and seeing the reflections. And that was the expression of my intent, that it should gently, sweetly jar your kind of fixed beliefs about things and maybe give you a chance to like, oh, maybe it's more, maybe it's this mm-hmm. way, maybe it's that way. And this is not a book. This is not a how-to book. It's not a book right. that tells you, yeah, you should think this way or that way or that way. It's a book that purports, that intends to open you to experience, your own experience.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what I really loved about it, is that it wasn't a how-to. It was that you get to read the aphorisms. You get to study the artwork. And like you said, certain people meditate each day on each one, where it allows you to come up with your own feeling, experience, and expression of what you were talking about. And I think that's more of that gentleness in the world is really needed instead of purporting what people should believe. Well, folks, we're here today with Jonathan Masters, and the book is God Has Infinite Frequency, Aphorisms for Our Fractured Age. We're going to talk more with Jonathan when we come back. It's a beautifully done book, so stay tuned. We're going to get into it. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and it's that time of year again when everyone suffers from some kind of upper respiratory problem. We miss work and feel miserable spending too much time with doctors and pharmacists. That is, unless we protect ourselves and our families with a product that I recommend to my patients, Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Rinse. Clear combines the unique properties of xylitol and the health-promoting benefits of a saline nasal spray to help cleanse, moisturize, and soothe your sinuses and nasal passages. Clear helps wash away bacteria, pollens, and other irritants before they have a chance to attack the sensitive tissues in your upper respiratory tract. Clear is easy to use, effective, and safe for people of all ages. Clear is simply your best defense in an increasingly dirty and polluted world. I use it myself. You can find Clear Saline Nasal Spray and Sinus Wash at Vitamin Shoppe, CVS, Rite Aid, and other drugstore supermarkets and pharmacies near you, as well as Amazon. Or you can visit Clear on the web at clear.com. That's www.xlear.com.
Conscious Talk. Radio that lifts you up.
Our bodies depend on a potent powerhouse of beneficial bacteria that support and improve every aspect of our health. Dr. O'Hara's formula encourages probiotics to function at their peak performance. Encapsulated in a vegetarian soft gel, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a live paste of 12 strains of probiotic bacteria and nourishing prebiotics from whole fruits and vegetables. Transformative postbiotic compounds created during Dr. O'Hara's probiotics' exclusive 3-year fermentation process are present in every capsule. These restorative postbiotics nurture diverse gut bacteria, leading to better digestion, improved immunity, and exceptional health. Join the millions of people worldwide who know the power of Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at natural health retailers nationwide and online. Go to www.essentialformulas.com for a retailer near you. That's essentialformulas.com.
Make it a great day. Keep your dial on Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. You are listening to Conscious Talk, and yes, we continue to make a difference. And we're talking to Jonathan Masters, and he's the author of a book. It's really a wonderful and artful book, and you can make all sorts of things of this book. You know, with it's going to stimulate a lot of things within you. And it's called God Has Infinite Frequency. It's Aphorisms for Our Fractured Age. So, Jonathan, let's talk about this fractured age.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we are in this process of, well, you know, we keep thinking we're on the brink of catastrophe, whether we are or not, with the planet. I mean, we truly see which direction it's going, and I think the planet will ultimately win. I'm not so sure about us. But how can your book help us with this kind of conundrum of, you know, here we are on this spaceship and things aren't going so well?
This book will help you be more of yourself. Mm. This book is one of the things that is coming at this time. And there are many teachers and people saying things in books and seminars and whatever. And many of them, the ones that are have the highest truth, in my opinion, are those that are pointing to ourselves. That are pointing towards not blaming someone else, not like trying to, you know, restructure things externally, but starting with ourselves. Mm-hmm. And then empowering ourselves such that just being on the planet will actually change things. It's the vibration which will change things.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's so fascinating because Einstein said you can't solve a problem at the level it was created.
At the level of consciousness.
Yeah, at the level of consciousness that created it. And this, to me, is one of the most truthful statements from anybody that I ever heard. I didn't understand it when I first heard it and read about it. Of course, years later, I definitely understand what it means now. And this is probably the most challenging thing, I think, and that's what why I like the approach in your book, Jonathan, is to get people to turn inward, to look inside. And when we connect with the, if you will, the soul of us or who we truly are at that inner level, then the creative solutions are born. We're trying to, as you said, if we're externally trying to change things, we keep making the same mistakes over and over, and that's what we call insanity, and we seem to be living there for most of the time.
Right.
And I know one of the aphorisms you wrote about was to change the world, change your mind first. So how does one change their mind according to what you wrote, Jonathan?
Thank you for asking. So to change, I'm going to read the whole thing and I'll comment as we go.
Okay.
To change the world, change your mind first. This is actually not a revolutionary idea. I think a lot of people have said this before, but let's continue. To change your mind, feel inside and allow the process with acceptance and love. This is a revolutionary statement. Simple, direct, accessible to anyone. But to change the mind, feel inside. Just that formula.
Yeah.
Allow the process with acceptance and love. Allow the process. Well, what's this process? Mm-hmm. Where's this coming from? This is the universe. This is you tuning into the universe within you. This is your ticket. The feeling that you have of feeling inside is your connection to the universe. Then it says, when you need help, ask for it. You don't have to be alone all the time. This is not something that you, it's not you, you know, by yourself on the cross suffering. If you need help, then get the help. But there's a warning. Do not get taken in by those who want your power or seek to control you. So again, reference yourself. If someone's saying, I'm going to help you, I'm going to take care of everything, and just follow me into the great white, you know, beyond, probably that's not a good path. It might be one you need to take for a while to learn.
Right.
But ultimately,
it's probably
not going to work out.
Yeah. It's kind of the idea of, you know, we've heard throughout our lifetimes, you know, he or she came from a dysfunctional family. And our retort has always been, well, you know, the function is dysfunction because that's how you define who you are. You know, you have those choices and, you know who you're not. Essentially, that's a great service of a quote dysfunctional family.
One of my favorite aphorisms in your book was the one about the house of mirrors. Could you read that one and maybe explain that one a little?
Absolutely. So first of all, this piece of artwork is fantastic. It's detailed. It's full of life, and you know. Some books like this, you might say, you might take words and you might cover up the images. This is not what's happening here. The original artwork, and this is from Anna U. Davis, who's just a brilliant soul, who's from Sweden originally, but lives in DC now, and it's getting a lot of grants and notice. And anyway, she paints this amazing painting of this woman with her hands up, and she's in the woods, and behind every tree is a face looking at her. Where's that? Where's that? What's that? You know, and what it's saying is we are all in a house of mirrors. We are all in a house of mirrors. It's hard to recognize that our primary relationship is with ourselves. Why? Because there are so many pieces reflecting from so many different directions. You know, we're all very complicated. We have, you know, aspirations and feelings and past and present and relationships and family. And experiences, and all of that is, you know, part of us, and all of that is the world reflecting back to us, all these different aspects of ourselves. And so that is why self-discovery often starts with closing our eyes.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's beautiful.
you close our eyes and things settle down, and you're not confused anymore by all these reflections. Without knowing your inner self, which is beyond the ups and downs of the personality, you will never see, much less understand, the world.
That's beautiful. And it brings me back to something that we've talked about on the show many, many times. We've talked privately with our clients about, Jonathan, and that is this temptation to not see what's inside, not meet the real you, and allow those reflections to really a lot of times lead us astray. And that's how we use blame as a way of deflecting what's going on inside of us. And mostly, I feel, because over the centuries, we've been shamed. We've been shamed when we've been wrong about something, or shamed when we've made a mistake, as opposed to celebrated that we made that mistake, because look what we learned from that. So without that celebration, there's that shame that takes place. And that really is, I think, the guard at the gate that stops us from going inside.
Right, right. So let me say a couple of things. One is that there's the nature of what's being reflected. What is the nature of what's being reflected? It's limitation. Mm-hmm. It has its limitations. It has its boundaries. Mm-hmm. It's blue, it's red, it's round, it's soft, it's hard, it feels this and that and the other thing. But these limitations are distracting us from the experience of the wholeness, which is unlimited within us. Mm-hmm. So that's the kind of another way of understanding this. And I agree with you totally around this blame idea. You want to lose your power? Blame someone else. Go for it.
Yeah, exactly.
Give it away. Well,
it is as so much as we have said over the years. It's all the universe is asking of you is to, you know who you are, mm-hmm. you know, and
to be fully become who you are.
Right. And that was actually the original mission of Conscious Talk, was to give people back to themselves. Mm-hmm. And so we've been in that process for 20 years.
Well, this book will really help with that. And it's a beautifully done book. And we want to thank you so much, Jonathan, for bringing it out to the world and for honoring us with it and giving us the privilege of letting our listeners know, really appreciate who you are and what you're doing. So thank you so much for being with us. And folks, as always, thank you. Have a beautiful day, and we'll see all of you next time right here on Conscious Talk. Have you ever wished there was a drug-free solution to inflammation and pain that was safe, easy, and didn't involve a doctor? Now there is. It's called the Avacyn, and it's the best investment we've ever made. Others have described it as the ultimate anti-aging machine. This amazing FDA Class 2 clear device is changing lives by giving relief from pain and inflammation. Users place their hand inside a vacuum chamber, which uses negative pressure and heat to safely infuse heat into the circulatory system, raising blood temperature approximately 1 degree, which reduces blood thickness and increases microvascular circulation. This is where the body heals, gets its nutrients, and pain and inflammation are reduced at the core level. To find out more, go to nulifeventures.com/intentional healing or call 360-385-1909. That's 360-385-1909 for all the information you need on the Avacyn medical device.
Conscious Talk, radio that opens the heart and illuminates the mind.
When you buy health products, you can save up to 50% at VitaminLife.com, the world's largest selection of supplements, herbs, homeopathic, health and beauty products, and more. Choose from VitaminLife.com's 30,000 products from over 700 brands, including Solaray, Jarrow Formulas, New Chapter, Country Life, Source Naturals, Nature's Way, Enzymatic Therapy, Now Foods, Doctor's Best, and Aubrey Organics. Go to VitaminLife.com and save up to 50% on supplements, or call VitaminLife.com to order at 866-998-8855.